You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm your host, Brian Hobbs, and I am honored and thrilled to be joined with the special guest in today's program, popular television and film actor and producer, Kirk Cameron. Kirk, welcome to Messenger Insight.
Thank you. Good to talk with you, Brian.
Now, we're so glad you'll be coming to Oklahoma on February 22nd, which is a Friday. You will be part of and putting on a marriage event at First Baptist Church in Moore. And I was hoping you could describe for our listeners what is the marriage seminar and the type of topics it'll be covering.
Absolutely. The marriage event that we're talking about coming on Friday to that church is called Love Worth Fighting For. And Love Worth Fighting For is really the movie Fireproof turned into a live event and brought to a church in your community. And so, in essence, what it is it's a home run date night for you and your husband or your wife to spend 3 or 4 hours away from all the distractions of TVs and computers and phones and kids and all sorts of other obligations, and just get together, focus in on the most important relationship you have on the planet, and sing together, pray together, laugh together, maybe even shed a few tears as you pray together, and learn together how to fireproof your marriage. And it's put on by me and my friend Warren Barfield, who is an amazingly talented singer-songwriter who wrote and performed the song Fireproof, the theme song for Fireproof, and that's called Love Is Not a Fight. So together with Feed Your Faith Ministries, Love Worth Fighting For is coming on Friday.
That's fantastic, and that sounds like a great time. We're huge fans of the Fireproof movie here in Oklahoma, especially in the Oklahoma Baptist world. I think you have a website, feedyourfaith.org, where people could go ahead and get tickets.
That's right. It's Feed Your Faith, not to be confused with Feed Your Face. Feedyourfaith.org.
Now, why, Kirk, is marriage ministry so important to you?
It's important to me for a couple of reasons. One, I've got an amazing, beautiful, precious wife that I want to honor and love.
Yes.
I want my marriage to work. And so one of the best ways I know how to get better at something is to teach it. If any of you have ever taught a class at your small group or at your church or in front of the congregation, there's no better way to learn some subject matter than to have to study well enough to be able to teach it to others. So this is improving my marriage. Marriage is very important to me and my wife. We've got 6 kids, so we've got a lot of skin in the game. Mm-hmm. Our kids are playing follow the leader. And what we do as mom and dad is often what gets passed down to our kids. And so while it's possible to point kids to heaven with our words, we can be leading them to hell with our actions and failing to love our spouse.
Amen. That's a fantastic point. Now, what are some of the biggest challenges you see that married couples are facing in America today?
Boy, you know, marriage has always been under attack, right? I mean, right
yes.
back to the Garden of Eden, you see Adam there with his beautiful wife, and he's been given the charge to guard and protect the garden and everything in it, and that certainly would include his wife. And the guy hangs back while a serpent comes into his garden, deceives his wife, and sends the whole human race down a path of death and destruction. And so he wasn't doing his job. We've always got to be on guard with our marriages, and today marriage is certainly under attack. It's being undermined and redefined by so many who worship a different God. And, you know, we have sinful hearts. You know, we often are characterized, even in the church, unfortunately, by selfishness with a capital S. And as a result, many of the marriages that are in our own churches are falling apart. So some of the biggest challenges to marriage are the things we're going to deal with in the Love Worth Fighting For conference. We're going to talk about getting off the God, won't you change my spouse program, and get on the God, will you give my spouse a new me program.
Well, and I think your message in the movie, of course, in the Love Dare program speaks to people right where they're at. It gets tools in their hands to turn the corner. Now, you have an incredible testimony, Kirk, and you, of course, weave the gospel into everything you do. Are you seeing a move of God among His people and in changing the world today through this ministry and through the programs we're talking about?
Yes. You know, the gospel has victory written all over it. The purposes of God, the love of God, is unstoppable. It always has been. God promised Eve in the garden that one day He would reverse the curse, that her seed would come and crush the serpent's head. He'd restore all things and make all things new. So in the end, God's purposes for the gospel will prevail. And, you know, we have to really have the right understanding of marriage. Marriage is not something we try to weave the gospel into and sort of give it that Jesus flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage is really an outgrowth of the gospel. I mean, the good news is that our King has come to this earth to destroy sin, and marriage is one of the good things that comes out of the grace and love of God. He's given us this gift of marriage, and if we don't understand the gospel, we don't understand marriage. If we don't understand who God is and we're not in partnership with Him, our marriage is going to be a train wreck. But God is faithfully putting revival in the hearts of husbands and wives, and He's partly doing it through the Love Worth Fighting For event. In fact, we've had couples who've come to this event being previously divorced, and for years they never got remarried to anyone but had remained friends. And by the end of the Love Worth Fighting For event, because of God's grace, they came up and told us that they were going to get remarried to one another again.
Wow.
So that's one of lots and lots of stories, and whatever your story is, whether your marriage is strong or whether it's dangling by a thread, we would love for you to come to the Love Worth Fighting For event on Friday in Moore, Oklahoma, and come laugh with us and sing with us and spend some time together with your spouse investing in the most important relationship you have on the planet.
Amen. And I want to encourage everyone listening to go to feedyourfaith.org to get tickets to this special event, or you can visit the Baptist Messenger website where we have a link and information about this event. Kirk Cameron, I heard you mention this really is for a wide variety of people, this event, so really anyone could go check it out.
Absolutely. Yeah, come on down. If you're married, or if you're not married, or you're thinking about getting married, we've even had teenagers come who wisely surmise that it's a good idea to get an understanding and lay a foundation for a future marriage while they're still young, so that they know what to look for, so that they don't fall into the traps that their parents fell into, or the lousy marriages that they may see around them, and they want to get it right the first time. Well, we gotta understand that marriage comes with instructions, and get together with other people who are going to support you on that journey. Now, if your marriage has just fallen apart and you're saying, you know, that the divorce date has already been set, please come to this event, because we believe that your marriage is worth fighting for, and so do you. You went to the altar wanting this thing to go for a lifetime, not to fall apart. And if you have a partnership with God, there is a tremendous amount that you can do, and God can heal. God can resurrect. And we believe that the impossible is possible if you are in deep partnership with God. So please change your plans Friday if you have other plans, and come see us at Love Worth Fighting For.
Fantastic. Kirk Cameron, we admire you so much for your work, of course, as an actor in inspirational movies like Fireproof, and for your ministry and your wonderful testimony. We wish blessings on this event and all your tour, and to your family as well.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that, and I appreciate your prayers. And I'm excited to get there to more, and want to just put one last word out to everyone. If you have a little extra time, get the VIP tickets, which gives you access to a private question and answer session that we will hold 1 hour before the event. So join a small group of people before the rest of the crowd comes in, and we'll just have a cup of coffee, hang out, and talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's a great chance to ask that question that you've been saving up 30 years to ask Mike Seaver.
Fantastic. Kirk Cameron, blessings to you. We look forward to having you in Oklahoma at First Baptist Church Moore Friday, February 22nd for this critical event. And thank you again for joining us on this edition of Messenger Insight.
It's my pleasure. God bless you.
Blessings to you.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.